we have a recent statewide survey that tells us 77% of Missourians wear their seatbelts regularly, which means 23% of us don't.
Well, that's better than last year.
It is very slightly. It's up one percentage point, but probably the bigger thing to realize about that is that the national average is 84%. So that still puts us, several percentage points below the rest of the country.
Are we going to have some kind of a formal penalty written into law before Missourians decide this is a good idea?
Well, you know, we have done probably just about everything we can safety-wise and educational-wise to try to get people to buckle up, and of course we will continue to do that, but probably the one thing that we could do as a state to make all of us safer would be to pass a primary seatbelt law. And you know, we've been trying that for years, and so far we have not been successful, but you know, that's something that would cost the state nothing and would most likely increase our usage rate and mean fewer fatalities and injuries on the road. So it's something we really do need to get in Missouri.
How does the coalition address the commonly voiced issue at the Capitol building that I've heard time after time after time? We don't need laws to protect us from ourselves.
Well, you know, it's already a law that you have to wear your seatbelt. That's probably the first thing I would say. It's that part is not anything new. It's one of 500 laws, traffic laws in Missouri already. But the one thing that people don't realize is that is also the one law out of all 500 of them that our law enforcement officers can't actually enforce on its own, which is really quite odd because it's probably the one law that would help to save someone's life. So
the numbers that you have in your news release indicate that about half of last year's traffic fatalities were to people who were not buckled up. Do you have any figures that indicate how much that would have been reduced if people had worn their seatbelt? Because I know there are people who wear seatbelts who are killed. But what kind of numbers through various surveys have you seen that indicate how much that could be reduced if people did buckle up?
Well, on a conservative side, we know that a lot of states see an increase of several percentage points when they pass a primary law, something along those lines. So, you know, maybe up to 90% or so. There's probably not a real rock hard number, but we know that, like you said, with half of our fatalities being unbuckled people, we have to know that just having that law would save quite a few of them. I mean, at the very most, we know that our research from last year would have said at least 90 lives a year would be saved. So either way, it's, gosh, even if it was one life, I would think, wouldn't it be worth it?
Is Southwest Missouri the biggest trouble area we have now?
Geographically, it is.
Where 66%, I think you say here, of the people use their seatbelts, which is not only well below the national average, it's 20% below the national average just about, and well below our average. What is it about these people in Southwest Missouri that keeps them from getting the message?
Well, you know, that's probably a real good question. We know that in rural areas, seatbelt usage is kind of notoriously lower anyway. We know that males don't tend to wear their seatbelts as much as you know, men as much as women. And we know that people who drive pickup trucks, for some reason, don't tend to buckle up as much as others. So I would say kind of a combination of all those things, the fact that it's a rural area and there are more pickup truck drivers and probably just a few of those that make the difference. We also know that teens, unfortunately, have a 66% seatbelt usage rate as well, and that's statewide. So that's just as concerning, I would think.
Well, we all know that teens think they're bulletproof. So
yes, but unfortunately, not windshield proof if they go through that or out their window.
So you're launching a special effort down in Southwest Missouri. What are you doing?
Well, we have a 10-county area down near Joplin and Springfield that there will be kind of a special emphasis with law enforcement officers who basically will just be cracking down on folks when they get pulled over if they're not wearing their seatbelts. And we have a special advertising campaign that will be going on in that area as well that basically will just try to be sending that message again about the benefits of wearing their seatbelt and the consequences if you don't.